Testing. Peg, you want to test with us? 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, if anything, you got worse.
We got worse, huh?
Yeah.
Huh.
We're talking to the wrong people. Have you witnessed some large number of these depositions going on in situations, which we're talking about, not about people leaving or people dying, but in these other circumstances, have you seen a large number of these?
Mr. Chairman, again, it's not all judges. It's just certain judges in certain areas of the state. I think in many areas of the state, it is a rare occurrence, and this will not change that. But in those areas of the state where, for one reason or another, the judge is applying a looser standard, and with language such as for good cause, I mean good cause is a pretty low standard, and it depends to a large extent on the judge's own subjective view about what that is. I think that can be used more than it should in some areas. So it varies by region, and it varies by judge.
Representative Finkelstein?
So thank you, Mr. Chairman. So you are aware of circumstances where there are more than a handful of these depositions occurring, where there's 5 or 10 or, you know, in a year, or some number like that occurring.
Yes, that's correct.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
If I may, the inclusion of Section 2 on page 2 says that the court shall preside over the deposition in orders under A. The rule goes on in G to say that parties can agree on some other form of deposition. Is that a conflict? I mean, I've got an amendment prepared if you think that there's any kind of a problem there that would say, nor does it preclude depositions taken or used under G of this rule for this one. But
Mr. Chairman, I think that in some cases it may be where a victim is not going to be the witness in the deposition,
yep,
it may be perfectly appropriate to have it be a simple matter of both sides agree it's going to be in front of a court reporter, it's going to be in a room off to somewhere, and it's, you know, you take your testimony and
I guess my question is there any doubt in your mind that that can happen under this current wording of the bill?
No, I'm satisfied.
Sure,
with
can.
It.
Okay.
Chairman,
does anybody?
Can be appropriate.
Is there further discussion?
I move that HB 26.
CS?
CS for HB 26 be passed from the judiciary with appropriate individual recommendation.
The official note says attached. Is there objection? So done.
Thank you very much.
We need the bill folder signed, and then we're out of here. And hey, thanks a lot, guys. You did good. You on a roll?
2 for 2,
by the way.
Hi, Kelly.
You betcha.
Thank you.